Welcome to Ketchumet Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Elegant, gangly, ancient, charismatic. Describing a sandhill crane to someone who has never met one is a study in contradictions. On one hand, their bodies are fairly drab, in tones of gray and brown, and their stout bodies are set on spindly, knobbly knees. In contrast, their piercing, honey-yellow eyes are set within a vibrant red cap. And when they throw their heads back, they release a rolling call that relies on unique physiology to produce a haunting harmony and deep, resonant tones. Hearing the call of thousands of cranes congregating during mating or migration season gives a new meaning to the word cacophony. It is no wonder that cranes have been a major source of artistic inspiration in cultures throughout the world and across human history. Sandhill cranes are native to North America, and their range extends from northern Mexico and Cuba to Alaska. While there are some year-round populations at the southeastern extent of their range, most sandhill cranes embark on an annual migration. They winter in the southern extent of their range, and as temperatures warm up, the cranes make their way to their breeding grounds on the northern extent of their range. For Homer's population, this means summering here in Homer and wintering in California's Central Valley. Cranes are social animals and will congregate for each major life stage. As temperatures start to plummet in their summering habitat, cranes gather together before making their southward journey. One of these gathering areas is located just outside of Homer, on a piece of land known today as Inspiration Ridge Preserve. The grassy meadows along the ridge provide ample food, as well as the perfect runway for the young of the year to learn to fly as they gear up for their first great journey south. Inspiration Ridge Preserve is just one of the many critical habitats and stopovers these cranes will rely on throughout their journey. Each habitat is unique, and each is essential to the continuing success of this species. As Nina Faust, co-founder of Inspiration Ridge Preserve and Ketchumet Crane Watch, writes, "Sandhill cranes make a variety of calls, from purrs to hisses to bugles. Purrs are used in calling young, prior to flight or mating, or when the crane is nervous. Unison calls, or guard calls, are sometimes used to let other cranes know this is the pair's territory, or prior to or during flight. Vocalizations are complex and not fully understood. While there are enigmatic things we may never understand about these beautiful birds, there are plenty of actions we can take to continue to be their good neighbors. To learn more about Homer's own local population and how to get involved in the lives of these beloved birds while they're here, visit Ketchumet Crane Watch's website. This is Heather White, and this has been Ketchumet Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchumet Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.